Amen. I appreciate the Lord tonight, don't you? Appreciate God just being good to us and God being so real. And I want to be obedient to Him tonight. I really do. And I don't have words to thank you for letting us again be a part of camp, and not just be a part of camp, but be a part of this church and your life. And I appreciate that. It's about people. Ministry is about people. And it's amazing the things that God does when he puts people together. Timing's right. And I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate His goodness tonight. And I have a lot I'd love to say, but I'm just very grateful tonight. Very grateful for the goodness of God. And I want to be obedient to Him. And the reason I say that is I haven't been at RBT for a while. And when I talk to your pastor, if you talk to Bear Rackley, then Rogersville Baptist Temple is the greatest church in the world. And I thank God for men who love their church where they pastor. Thank God for that. Amen. And I haven't been here. I don't know what winter was like. I don't know what spring was like. I don't know what April and May were like. But I do know this. I do know that on Monday, I do know on Monday that it was obedience. It was obedience to the Holy Ghost that unlocked some great and mighty things. And it's obedience. It's Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, it's not about me, it's about you. And Lord, I don't know exactly always what you want, but Lord, if you'll tell me what you want, I'll do it. If you'll put your finger on it, if you'll tell me what to do, you tell me how you want it done. Lord, if you'll do that, I'll do it. And I don't know who all did, but I do know that this week we were able to reap the benefits of people being obedient to the Holy Ghost. And I'm amazed by that. We're so unworthy of His work and His great things. And it challenges my heart to be obedient. Brother Craig, I believe this. I believe that disobedience will grieve the Holy Ghost. I believe that when he speaks, when He has a direction, He has a desire. And I said, the reason I'm even saying any of this stuff, I'm just trying to mind the Lord. I believe the reason He tells us that is because God does not want it. He doesn't want things bottled back up. He doesn't want our worship bottled back up. He don't want the preacher bottled up. He doesn't want the young people bottled back up. He doesn't want you going back. If you go back, you'll go back because you disobeyed. But if you go forward, you'll go forward because you obeyed Him. And if you obey Him, I promise you, the Lord will greatly reward obedience. Amen. Amen. He will. I wonder this. Are you able to move forward from what God has done? Have you been just obedient to Him? Just obedient to what the Lord wants. Just obey. Obey. Amen. If you'll obey. Bible said to obey is what? Better than what? Anytime I haven't obeyed, I've had to sacrifice. Amen. 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 Well, amen. I want you to look at something with me. Jeremiah chapter number 7. I want you to see this. I want you to see this, and I'm going to obey Him. I want to be obedient to Him. I want to pillow my head at night. Amen. I'm glad I don't feel like I have to prove anything tonight. I appreciate that. Boy, I'm glad, because there ain't nothing good about me but Jesus, and I just appreciate the Lord tonight, and I appreciate what He's done, and I appreciate His help. I appreciate His help, and with anything, with every ounce of my being, every fiber of my being, I wanna honor Him. Amen. And I wanna please Him. Let me say this. Let me go back to what I said. I believe the bottom of my heart, God opened something up through obedience. I believe that. Miss Donna, I believe bottom of my heart that on Monday night, for I don't know who all, but I know some folks got right. I know some folks did some things they were supposed to do. You know what you did? You obeyed God. It's interesting in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord has worked this verse in my heart. It's interesting in the book of Jeremiah, when God calls Jeremiah, he immediately begins to let Jeremiah preach against the sins of the people. Brother Rackley, Jeremiah doesn't come in, but he doesn't come in with a message of hope and restoration. He burdens Jeremiah from the beginning to rebuke Israel for the sins that they've been in. There's the honeymoon stage. He's not an illustrated preacher. He gets the word from God and he gives the word to God. And if the people would mind the Lord, he is warning them about what lies ahead. He's warning them about the bondage that's about to come on them. Jeremiah chapter 7. Boys, help me, Lord. Jeremiah 7, verse number 23. Jeremiah reaches back to the book of Exodus and he gives them a word that's already been given one time, and he's going to repeat to them a word that God gave Moses. Look back in verse number 23, Jeremiah 7, verse 23. The Bible said, "But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice." Obey. Don't obey your flesh. Don't obey your want. Brother Aaron, you said it right tonight. Don't obey our flesh. Don't obey our want. Don't obey how we think things should be or how we perceive it, how we look. Don't obey what we want, but obey His voice. His voice and His word will never contradict each other. Isn't that amazing? He'll never lead me wrong. If I listen to Him, if I'll obey His voice, if I listen to what He has, if I'll do what He says do, there is liberty, there is victory, there is worship, there's souls being saved. I don't know about you, but that makes me want to get clean. That makes me want to preach cleanliness to my church, because when people obeyed it, and when people got clean, the God of heaven came down, and worship went up, and the God of heaven came down, and worship went up, and conviction came down, and sinners got saved, and lives got helped. Why? Because somebody obeyed what? The voice of God Almighty. Now, Here's where I'm going to go. Amen. Let me say this. Lily, I am thankful this week that you obeyed the voice of God. Amen. Luke, I am glad that you obeyed the voice of God. When you obey, somebody's going to benefit. When you disobey, somebody's going to suffer. Amen. I would not have wanted to left youth camp this week, Miss Susan, knowing I had disobeyed and we missed out on seeing Luke come to God. You say, "Preacher, does it really matter that I obey?" Ask Luke, does it matter? Lily, does it matter? I don't know this. I'm not a prophet or the son of a prophet. But Lily, it very well could have been. Your obedience is what let God move enough to be able to hear Luke cry out. Hey, man, I got saved. I like how he said it. So, preacher, God don't work in chances. God don't work in perhaps. You know what God works on? He stays in the confines of His word. He held His word above His name. He desires obedience from you and I. He wants obedience. He will speak. He will speak to those who will listen. And if we quit listening, He'll quit speaking. It's that simple. Now here's where I'm going. Here's where we're going. "But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice." Now notice what he attaches on to that. "And I will be your God." Here's what he said. Here's what attached the two together. Look at this. Here's what attached the two thoughts. The one thought is, obey my voice. The second thought is, I will be your God. Brother Craig, he just said, who you obey identifies who your God is. Mercy. Good. who I obey. Not, amen. Not even this, not just what comes out of my lips, not just what I say, not just what I do for a few days. Brother Marcus, not, no. I tell you what it's all about. Who is my God? Who I obey, who I follow, who I lead, who I won't give up. That is the one who is my God. Now listen, here we are on a Friday night, Jubilee night. Thank the Lord for Jubilee night. Thank God we got one more service. I don't know about you, Brother Adam, but when he's near, I want to get where he's at. I want to cut everything off, give him everything else. Praise God, get above our... No, we needed we needed our flesh good and wore out. We needed it just... We needed to get to a place in our life where we quit letting our flesh dictate revival. We quit letting our flesh dictate how far we go with God. We quit letting our flesh dictate the Holy Ghost. We quit letting the flesh dictate the worship. We quit letting our flesh dictate how Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night is. God, help us get above that. But I'll tell you what will help us. If we'll get rid of this old flesh, you will be able to obey the voice of God Almighty. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, here's why I obey. He said, because who you obey tells us who your God is. Who you obey. Who you're listening to. Amen. I thank God for every bit of obedience. I thank God for every sinner that walked the aisle. I thank God for what he's done here tonight. I thank God for the rejoicing. But I'm telling you tonight, it will stop, it will cease, it will dry up. We'll go back to what we were if we could obey in God. But I just wonder what would happen if you and I would just step out by faith and just hear the voice of God Almighty and just hear what God could do. How many people could God save? How many of your loved ones could be in church? How far could God take your family? How far could God take your spiritual life if we just made up in our mind, God, if you will speak, I will do it. We have three children. Do you know who it is who's easier? I know you said, preacher, I didn't parent that way. But do you know who is easier to bless, who I'm more likely to stop by and buy them a goodie on the way home? You know who it is? It's the one that's been obedient. Amen. I know this ain't deep. This ain't what I want to preach, I'm telling you. I just wonder, RBT, have you obeyed his voice? Brother Carroll, not have we got stirred up. If we're not careful, sometime we thank God for what he's doing here and what he's doing there. He said, preacher, but I've gotten everything right except for that one little thing and don't nobody know about it. Matter of fact, I've got that one thing confessed and I've got done with this. No. If you haven't fully obeyed, then you have not obeyed. Amen. Look at the rest of that verse. Obey my voice. I will be your God. Do you know what that unhinges? The protection and the provisions. Yes. That he, I don't know the area. I don't know any other churches. I really don't. I mean, I'm like a fish out of water. I mean, we're sand lappers, flat footed, and everything else. I don't have any idea about other churches in the area. But I do know this. There's a God in heaven that wants to show this area how big God is. And I believe by my heart he'll do it if we just obey him. Amen. Look what he said. He said, obey my voice. I will be your God. Ye shall be my people. Now notice this. Because you obey, he is your God. Not just by my voice, not by what I say, but what I show. Ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways I have commanded you. I'm not walking in your way. You're going to have to walk in my way. I'm not doing it your way. You have to do it my way. That's good. Amen. We ain't at your house. You ain't at my house. We at God's house. Amen. If you don't do it His way, He is not going to stop and do it your way. You know what God lets people have? He lets people have their way. You can have. In other words, God leaves. Amen. That it may be well unto you. Identification was their obedience. That provides all the reasoning we need to leave what we have, quit doing what we're doing, and make sure that what we are doing is being obedient to God Almighty. Many people want a God who was a doctor, a banker, a lawyer, but very few people want a God that they have to obey. Many people want a God that, He comes when they want Him, and He shows up at times, and I'm glad, thank God, that when I call, He is there. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that the people of God this week, and so I'm telling you, somebody touched heaven this week. I believe that. Amen. Brother Bo, but I've been in camp with you a couple years. I am thrilled at what God did in your heart this week. Amen. That fired me up, didn't you, Brother Ivan? But Bo wouldn't be where he's at right now if somebody had not been obedient. Being obedient means that somebody had to obey to start it. With everything in me, I wouldn't want to be the one that disobeyed to stop it. Amen. Help us, Lord. Lord, without You, we're nothing. Amen. I want my wife and my daughter to come back to the piano. Preacher, is that all right? I'm trying to mind the Lord. I want my wife and my daughter to come back. My goodness. I want them to come back and sing the song they just sang. This is all I'm asking of you tonight. I had the outline, I had all that good stuff, you know, all that look right, Brother Craig, all that together. But I'm just telling you, could not get away from that thought. Somebody obeyed, Brother Jeter. God's done some great things. Yes. I'm begging you to be a vessel that all God's got to do is just speak it and you do it. Lord, just speak it. And I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to worry about how much it embarrasses my flesh. I'm not going to worry about what it costs me. I'm not going to worry about what I got to do. But I guarantee tonight, somebody tonight needs to obey God. You need to obey God first in your heart at this altar. And then whatever God's trying to get out of you tonight, I'm begging you this evening to obey the God of heaven so that God is not hindered by what He wants to do. My Father, in Jesus' name, we need You, Lord. I beg You, Jesus, to work. I beg You, Lord, to work. I beg You, Lord, to work. God, I beg You tonight. God, I beg You. Lord, Lord, I believe by my heart there's a soul hanging in the balances tonight. God, I pray You'd give them faith to obey You. Lord, I don't know what the hindrance is, but I beg You, Lord, to help them to obey You. Lord, have Your way now. Have Your way. In Your name we do pray. While you go right ahead and sing. While she sings, we're standing together. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.
Lord, without me,
what would You do to see
me,
God move?
You can make the sun to shine. Lord, without me, You can call the dead to rise. Lord, without me, You can make the blind to see. And You can tell the mountains to be cast into the sea. But Lord, without You, I am nothing on my own. I'm just earthly flesh and bone, coming before Your throne. Lord, if I have You, I'm a child of the King. I am heir to the throne. Who can do anything?
begging you, Lord, to do
but
it.
I'm nothing without
you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way,
Lord, you don't need my hands to make the lame to walk. And you don't need my tongue to make the dumb to talk. Lord, you don't need my words to give hope to the lost. Because you are the one. You're the one who paid the cost. Lord, without you,
obey.
I am nothing on my own.
Obey.
I'm just earthly
flesh
and bone.
For thy servant list.
Coming before your throne. Lord, if I have you, I'm a child of the King. I am heir to the throne. Who can do anything? But I'm nothing without you.
If I needed to get right with anybody tonight, if I needed to get right and just make sure, if I needed to make sure everything was right, I would not leave tonight. I would not leave this service without making sure it was right. If I had something in my life that God had put his hand on, I'd go to somebody tonight so I'd be accountable, and then I'd get rid of it. I'd get rid of it before I pillowed my head tonight. If there's something in my heart I hadn't gotten rid of, I'd find me a place, I'd find me an altar, and make sure before I left tonight that I got rid of it. Because I'm telling you, there is a God that wants to do great and mighty things. And he's just looking for people who will obey. Sing, honey.
Lord, without me, you can make the sun to shine. Lord, without me, you can call the dead to rise. Lord, without me, you can make the blind to see. And you can tell the mountains to be cast into the sea. But Lord, without you, I am nothing on my own. I'm just earthly flesh and bone, coming before your throne. Lord, if I have you, I'm a child of the King. I am heir to the throne. Who can do anything? But I'm nothing without you. Lord, you don't need my hands to make the lame to walk. And you don't need my tongue to make the dumb to talk. Lord, you don't need my words to give hope to the lost. Because you are the one. You're the one who paid the cost. But Lord, without you, I am nothing on my own. I'm just earthly flesh and bone, coming before your throne. Lord, if I have you, I'm a child of the King. I am heir to the throne. Who could do anything? But I'm nothing without you. Lord, without me, you can make the sun to shine. Lord, without me, you can call the dead to rise. Lord, without me, you can make the blind to see. And You can tell the mountains to be cast into the sea. Lord, without you, I am nothing on my own. I'm just earthly flesh and bone, coming before your throne. Lord, if I have you, I'm a child of the King. I am heir to a throne. Who can do anything? But I'm nothing without you. Lord, you don't need my hands to make the lame to walk. And you don't need my tongue to make the dumb to talk. Lord, you don't need my words to give hope to the lost. Because you are the one, you're the one who paid the cost. But Lord, without you, I am nothing on my own. I'm just earthly flesh and bone, coming before your throne. Lord, if I have you, I'm a child of the King. I am heir to the throne. Who can do anything? But I'm nothing without you.